Thank you for joining us for the CMC Weekly Podcast. God has a fulfilling and rewarding life for you as you pursue His plan with all of your heart. Our prayer is that you'll find direction and wisdom as you connect with us through our weekly podcast. Join us now for a message from Pastor Tim Brooks.
I'm thrilled you're in church. Turn to 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. For those who are members here, and a member here, I'm going to ask, well, how do you become a member there? Well, here's the way you do it. You come. That is the way you join this church. You start coming to it. So for those that come here, for those that are members of this church, we're not going to come to church and be the same. We're not going to come in here week in and week out and have the same service we had last week, the same service we had the week before, the same service we had 25 years ago. Every week we're moving forward because every week we're supposed to move forward. Every week we're supposed to learn from our mistakes of the past week, and we're supposed to grow stronger and stronger. Our theme for this year is growing stronger and stronger. It comes from Job 17:9. We are as Christians to grow stronger and stronger. So if you're a member here, you will be on a different level at the end of this year than you were at the first of this year, because our church will be on a different level at the end of this year than we were the first of this year. The mandate in Scripture is for us to go stronger and stronger. 1 Peter 5:8. 1 Peter 5:8. Stay alert. Watch out. For your great enemy, the devil, he prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. The title of today's message is, Watch Out and Stay Alert. Watch out and stay alert. Church, we have a great enemy. We have a great enemy. He is the devil. And he prowls around like a lion. And he is constantly looking for someone to devour. The dictionary word for watch means close observation, protect, a careful guard. The word alert means vigilant, ready. We've got to watch out. We have to be alert, or we will be devoured. And that word means to consume, destroy, or engulfed. For all of you who post, I want you to get your cameras out right now. I want you to take a picture of this stage, and then I want you to post. Pastor's about to preach a sermon on watch out and stay alert. Wish you were here with me. This is going to be a game changer. This is going to be a game changer for your life. I want you to post that. Wish you were here with me, because this is about to be a game changer in my life. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12. If you think you are standing, be careful, don't fall. If you think you're standing, be careful, don't fall. Our theme this year is growing stronger and stronger. To do that, you can't live a lifestyle of messing up, getting forgiven, messing up, getting forgiven, messing up, getting forgiven, messing up, coming to the altar, crying, getting forgiven, messing up. That's not the way the Christian life goes. Yes, thank God for His grace. Thank God for His mercy. Thank God for His forgiveness. But those are for the unsaved sinner. When you are the prodigal son, you leave a lifestyle and you return home and you're reinstated into the Father's house. And I want you to know, a lifestyle of messing up, getting forgiven, messing up, getting forgiven, messing up, getting forgiven, that's not the lifestyle that God's called the Christian to live. The Christian is to grow stronger and stronger. Stronger and stronger each year of our life. Stronger and stronger. Most Sunday morning messages are geared to minister to the needy, are geared to minister to the hurting, are geared to minister to the lost. This message today is for all those who are doing pretty good. That's who we want to talk to today. All those who are doing pretty good. See, the Bible says if you're standing, be careful. Be careful. The title of today's message is Watch Out and Stay Alert. If you're standing, here's what I have become well aware of. People don't fall from God in times of crisis. They don't fall from God in times of, contrary to popular belief, people don't fall from God in times of crisis. In fact, it is in times of crisis, people run to God. You won't ever find an atheist on an airplane that the engines are going out and it's headed to the ground. Everybody's running to God. Everybody's crying out to God. In crisis, people run to the church. In crisis, people seek out a pastor. In crisis, people are reading their Bible. They got their daily devotion. They got their weekly devotion. They're buying every Christian book in the bookstore on whatever their need is. Most people fall when all's going pretty good. Most people fall when all's going pretty good because they don't watch out and stay alert. I want to ask you today, do you pray as hard and as fervently and as long when all is going well as you do when you've just received a bad doctor's report? Do you pray as long and as hard and as fervently when all is going well as you do when one of your loved ones is in a crisis? Are you reading the Bible as fervently when all is well? See, are you reading marriage books on how to grow your marriage when you've got a pretty good one? 1 Thessalonians 5:3 says, when people are saying everything is peaceful and secure, then disaster falls on them as suddenly as a pregnant woman's labor pain begin, and there's no escape. 1 Timothy 6:12 says, fight the good fight of faith. For the true faith, hold tightly to the eternal life which God has called you, which you have declared before many witnesses. You got to watch out and stay alert because we've got an enemy that's on the prowl. I've been ordained since 1973. It's 44 years in the ministry. And I have never, one time, ever, had someone call me to set up a marriage counseling appointment and say, Tim, we are madly in love. We enjoy being together. We got a great life, and we want to meet with you and know how we can stay that way. Not one time has that ever happened for me. See, you're going to run for help in times of crisis, but the problem is we don't run to God when all things are going well for us. We don't run to get counseling when all is going well. We don't run to seek financial counseling when we got money. We don't run to seek prayer and a close relationship with God when things are going well for us. That's why 1 Peter tells us, you got to watch out and you got to stay alert. You got a great enemy. For all those today that life's going pretty good for you, the sermon is for you. Watch out. Stay alert. Life's pretty smooth. All is well. No drama. Men, watch out with the lady that you work with. Watch out. Watch out. Life's going pretty good for you. Teenager, be careful. I realize that y'all have been best friends since the first grade. But now, you got a vision for your life. You're going somewhere. You're going to accomplish something. And your friend since the first grade is not going anywhere, has no vision, not going to accomplish anything. You better watch out because they are subject to messing up. See, when you don't have a vision, when you don't have a goal, when you don't have a direction, why not snort it? Why not drink it? Why not puff it? Why not? But see, you're different. You've got a vision for your life. You're going somewhere in life. That's why I'm telling you, you better watch out and stay alert. You better watch out and stay alert. I realize y'all are best friends. You better watch out and stay alert. All is well. School principal's not calling you. Police aren't knocking on your door. Parents, life's pretty good. Right now, you need to watch out and stay alert. Go have some fun with your kids. Go do something fun together. Go spend Saturday mornings together. Are you fishing? Are you playing golf together? Are you and your son doing fun things together on a weekly basis? Things are going real good. I know, that's what I'm telling you. Watch out. Stay alert right now. Right now is when you need to be pouring your life in. I'm telling you what, parents really turn their focus to kids when the principal knocks on the door. When the police knock on the door. Why don't we turn our attention to our kids when the police isn't knocking on the door? Not only for individuals, but also for a nation. Watch out. Stay alert. Hey, we're a blessed nation. Abundantly blessed. Certainly we've got some problems, but there's no other nation in the world that you can eat, have a phone, drive a car, live in an air-conditioned house, watch a big screen TV, and get health care and not even have a job. I'm talking about we're blessed around here now. All you got to do is just come over here. We're a blessed country. Jude 7 says, don't forget Sodom and Gomorrah. The neighboring towns filled with sexual perversion. These cities were destroyed by fire and serve as a warning of eternal fire of God's judgment. Not only do we as individuals need to watch out, we as a nation. Hey, things are going good for us right now. We better be watching out and staying alert. Because there's a great enemy that wants to devour you. I want you to know, there's an enemy that wants to steal your joy. Are you letting him? Or are you watching out? There's an enemy that wants to steal your peace. There's an enemy that wants to steal your marriage. There's an enemy that wants to steal your good kids. There's an enemy that wants to steal your finances. I want you to know, there's an enemy that wants to steal your prayer time with God. There's an enemy that wants to steal your time reading the Word. Oh, I got to hurry today. I'm late. Oh, I overslept today, and now I've got to get to work. Oh, I got to take care of this. Oh, I got to make a quick phone call before I leave. There's an enemy that wants to steal your time with God every morning. Watch out. Stay alert. Oh, devil, you're not stealing my peace. You're not stealing my joy. See, start getting irritated with your wife. A little frustration. Now you start dealing with that, and you think on it, and you think on it, and you build it bigger, and you build a case, and then you talk to your best friend about how irritated you are, and then you talk to her friend that you don't even know about here, how irritated you are. You start, see, the first little thought of irritation, hold on, devil, I recognize you, you're not stealing this. I worked hard. I got a little bit of money in my savings account. Here comes a thought, let's just go buy new furniture. I can take all of my savings account and use it as a down payment, and then I can sign up for 6 years of payment on furniture. The most fast depreciating thing you can put your money into. Here, I know what let's do. Let's just bleed the savings account to nothing. Oh, devil, you're trying to steal from me. You're not doing it. You know, in the cartoons, when somebody gets mad, they feel like that red starts going up them on cartoons. You know the reason they do that in cartoons is because that's exactly the way it is. During my day, I can feel red start coming up. And then it leaves my collar and it starts running up my neck. And I get red. It starts turning red. Hold on, devil, right now. Words are about to come out that's going to steal my testimony. So I've worked hard to be a testimony to these people that I'm working with. And right now, because I'm mad, the devil is about to steal everything that I've worked for the last 5 years working at this company. Whoa, you're not stealing my testimony. See, there's a devil that's prowling around, and he's trying to destroy your life. You're out of town. Nobody knows me. Nobody knows my truck. I believe I'll just pull in here. I believe I'll, whoa, hold on, devil. See, you got to watch out, and you have to stay alert, because the devil is on the prowl, and he's constantly looking for somebody to destroy. Your marriage is good today. Now is the time to start a one night a week date night. See, now is the time to sign up for a marriage seminar. Now is the time to stop by the Christian bookstore and buy you a book on building a strong marriage. See, your health is good today. Now is the time to start watching your sugar intake. Now is the time to start exercising. Your life is pretty good right now. Now is the time to increase your prayer time. Now is the time to increase your Bible study. See, your life is pretty good right now. Now is the time to increase your financial giving to the church. Your life is good right now. Now is the time to increase your commitment to the church. But the problem is, all of that takes place when a crisis hits. What I'm telling you is, there's a devil and he's trying to steal from you. You got to watch out and stay alert right now while time is good. Increase your level of commitment. Earlier this year, many of you know I had a pinched nerve in my back. And I had vertebrae that was pinching a nerve that ran down my right leg. And the pain got more than I could possibly stand. And then my leg stopped, didn't want to work right. This nerve was just getting pinched off. So I had to have back surgery and open those vertebrae off of that pinched nerve. Well, in the middle of all of that, I had to teach a church ministries conference. I had to stand on my feet for 3 straight days. We had to go to Washington, D.C. for the inauguration and walk all over Washington. Life has to go on, and there were things I had to do in spite of the pain. The doctor prescribed me some hydrocodone. See, I'm not a drug addict. I had a reason to take prescription drugs. It's not, I know, I don't do drugs. It's prescription drugs. And I had a reason to take them once every 8 hours, and then once every 6 hours, and then once every 4 hours. See, it was prescription medication, and I had a reason, because I'm not a drug addict. You better watch out. You better stay alert. Laying there in my bed, I began to think about the number of people that I knew that their life had been wrecked by prescription drugs. I know some very successful businessmen that life is wrecked and lost everything because of prescription drugs. Oh, hold on. That's the last one I'm taking. I'd lay in bed with tears running down my face. I'm talking about more pain than I could stand. Terry saying, babe, you've got to take that. You've got to take a painkiller to bring me a silver bullet. I'm done. I'll just bite on a bullet, but I'm not taking no more. I'm not taking all that. Well, here's you some Tylenol. Well, here's you some ibuprofen. We'll take you a handful of this. Here's what I'm telling you. You better watch out, and you better stay alert, because there's always a reason for you to do whatever it is that you're about to do that will take you out. I'm done. I'll just have to be tough. I'll just have to cry in pain, but I'm not going to let this ruin my life, because I understand the devil. I understand exactly how he works. For those joining us here for the first time, you're not going to come here and hear a sermon in theory. We're going to always give you some 1, 2, 3s of practically how you can do this. The sermon title today, for those of you who are just now waking up, is Watch Out and Stay Alert. I've been talking about that for about 15 minutes. It's been fairly good. Glad to have you now waking back up. Hope you had a good nap. I'm about to tell you how to do that, and the Bible gives us 5 ways. 5 ways. 1 Peter 5:8, stay alert, watch out. There's a great enemy, the devil. He prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. We have a great enemy. He is the devil, and he prowls around just like a lion. Now I'm going to give you 5 ways to watch out and to stay alert. For some of you in here, you will get your notepad out and your ink pen. For you others in here, you can get your phone out and your finger and start. And I just barely can talk on my phone, so I don't know how to write 5 things on my phone. For those of you who do, just go right ahead and do whatever it is you're going to do. As I see you doing that, I will trust you're taking notes on this sermon and not texting somebody over here telling them how good-looking Pastor is today. So don't text those things while I'm preaching. Here we go. Number one, stay tuned to the Spirit. Stay tuned to the Spirit. Romans, Galatians, Habakkuk says, the just shall live by faith. I want you to know something today. Faith is not a spare tire. And that's the way we use God. Faith's not a spare tire. This is a way you live your whole life. Staying connected and in tune with a relationship, you are staying in tune with the Spirit of God day and night. You don't have a flat in your marriage or with your kids or with your finances or with your health. You don't have a flat, pull over to the side of the road and then get your Bible out of the back. You don't get your prayer time out of the back. You don't get your pastor out of the back and put him on just long enough for you to get to a place where they can fix your tire, and then the spare goes back in the trunk and here we go down the road again. The walk with the Lord is not a spare tire. It's a staying in tune with the Spirit. You watch out, you stay alert by staying in tune with the things of God, not plugging in and plugging out. Number two, you stay in church. The first banana to leave the bunch is always the first one to get peeled. Always remember that scripture. You know, for Terry and I, have been together almost 40 years now, and there's never, not one time ever in our whole life ever, have we ever said at home, you want to go to church tomorrow? I don't know. You want to go? That's never been. Those words have never been uttered. You want to go tonight? Well, I'm tired. Don't ask me if I want to go tonight, because I will always be tired. I live pretty much tired. I stay tired. If I'm not, I get that way real quick now. So me being tired is dependent on me coming to church. Sayonara, y'all won't ever see me. Church starts at my bedtime. You never ask that. You stay in church. Whether you're tired or whether you're not, you stay in church. You stay in church. But see, for many, we're a member of church unless something else comes up. I've watched it all my life. Folks that are in church fairly regular, well, then they start missing here and they start missing there. And we see them less and less. Write it down. Crisis is coming. I mean, we've seen it all our life here. You got to stay in church. Not when you get around to it. You stay in, Tim, I talk to the Lord in my private time. I have a relationship with God. I'm just telling you, you got to stay in church. There's strength in numbers gathering. It keeps your mind right. It's in church that you mature in your walk with the Lord. And if you're in a church that you are not maturing in your walk with the Lord, then you got to get in a church that you are maturing in your walk with the Lord, because that's what's supposed to happen there. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25, don't neglect the meeting together as some people do. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 is really detailed about when you come to know the Lord, you then are a member of His body. And then it starts talking about the body and using our physical body as an illustration. With that being the illustration, here's what you got to know. The hand doesn't go off and do something on its own. The leg's not over here, and the hand's over here, and the finger's over here. The body stays connected all the time. The key for me is in Matthew 16. Jesus teaching on the fact that He builds the church on the revelation that He is the Son of God. And when you come to the place that you see Jesus as the Son of God, then you are a part of the church. And then verse 18 says, y'all get this, the gates of hell will not prevail against the guy on the golf course praying. The gates of hell will not prevail against the guy staying at home and watching church on TV. The gates of hell don't prevail against the church. And for you to live a victorious life, then you've got to be connected. You don't visit here and visit there and then sometimes visit some and sometimes don't go. You are connected to a body of believers, and that is your body. Verse 18, the gates of hell don't prevail against the church. Watch out. Stay alert. Number one, stay tuned to the Spirit. Number two, stay in church. Number three, you got to constantly guard your heart. Guard your heart. Psalms 119:2, joyful are those who obey His laws and search for Him with all their hearts. Proverbs 4:4, take my words to heart. Proverbs 4:23, guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. The Bible uses the word heart not as a blood pump, but as the center, as the core of your being. I'm asking you today, what do you allow to come in? Friends and their input. Friends and their input. Young people, friends that are not going where you're going in life will lead you away from where you are going. You need to know that. You have to guard your heart. TV, movies, entertainment, you have to guard your heart. I can't tell you how much I've learned from Josh Barnett teaching our young people about pornography. I just wasn't aware of all the studying that he's done and all the statistics that he has and all the facts that he has. Oh, pornography, that's something that you do by yourself in the quiet and the confines of your own home. Let me tell you, the statistics and the studies of the interviews of the people that they've interviewed and all of the stuff in life that started from that right there. You got to guard your heart. Well, I'm by myself and nobody, and it's not hurting anybody. I'm telling you, it's hurting you, and you have to guard your own heart. I don't care if anybody's seeing me or not. I don't care if anybody's going to catch me or not. I got to guard my own heart. Getting caught is not my worry. My worry is me guarding my own heart and what's going to happen in my life. I'm watching the TV. I grab the remote and I'm not watching that. I'm sitting here and it's just getting worse and worse. I'm not putting that in me. I'm not listening to that, not one more second anymore. I've got to mute the commercials. My goodness, I'm not listening to that. How do I watch out? How do I stay alert? Number four, you hold fast to the word. Number four, you hold fast to the word. Proverbs 4:20, my child, pay attention to what I say. Listen carefully to my words. Don't lose sight of them. Let them penetrate deep in your heart, for they bring life to those who find them and healing to their whole body. His word, it penetrates deep. Don't lose sight. When I hear, Tim, I know what the Bible says, but you can know we're headed for a bad move. Right now, we're going for a bad move. Your situation does not trump God's word. I know what God's word says, but you don't understand my wife. You don't understand my finances. You don't understand my parents. You don't. And so then I hear, I can't even get them stopped, and I can't get the conversation interrupted for them wanting to tell me their situation that in their mind has superseded what the word says. Here's what I'm telling you. You got to stay with the word. John 15 teaches us he's the vine. God's the gardener. We're the branches. The branches got to remain, abide in him. And then verse 7. It says, if you'll remain in me and my words remain in you. See, there's a remaining in God's word. And when I hear Christians say, I know what the Bible says, but here's what I'm telling you, we're headed for a crisis. You got to hold fast to his word. Regardless of what our state votes to legalize, you have to stay with the word. Regardless of what our Supreme Court votes to legalize, you have to stay with the word. God is the one that directs morality. God is the one that directs a lifestyle. God creates us. He knows our way, the way best. Now, it's real simple, very simple. If the Supreme Court votes to legalize you putting Dr. Pepper in your gas tank, here's what I want you to know. It'll be true. You won't go to jail for putting Dr. Pepper in your gas tank. But what you also need to know is your car won't operate. Just because it's legal doesn't make the car operate. And regardless of what mankind votes to legalize, if you want life to operate, you're going to have to keep the great enemy from devouring your life. You stay with the word. Joshua 1, be strong and courageous. Be careful to obey all the instructions Moses gave you. Don't deviate from them, turning either to the right or the left. Then you will be successful in everything you do. Study the book of instruction continually. Meditate on it day and night so you'll be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then will you prosper and succeed in all you do. Young people, I want you to know today, regardless of culture's opinion, regardless of this culture and modern day thought, regardless of some movie star's agenda, young people, regardless of the desires of your flesh, you better stay with the word. Stay with the word. When fun is luring and doors are open and you're out of control of your parents, young people, whether your parents are there or not, you better hold fast to the word. Young people, whether your parents will ever find out or not is not a concern of yours. What is a concern of yours is a destroyed, ruined life. The title of the message today is Watch Out, Stay Alert. We've got a great enemy that's on a prowl. Five ways to watch out and stay alert. Number one, stay tuned to the Spirit. Number two, stay in church. Number three, guard your heart. Number four, hold fast to the word. I'm rounding third base and I'm headed to home. Number five, never lose sight of eternity. Never lose sight of eternity. Jesus says in John 14, don't let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust in me also. There's more than enough room in my Father's house. If this were not so, I would have told you. When everything is ready, I'll come again and get you so that you will always be with me. The Bible is full of eternity, and there is two destinations for all eternity. The culture today is so instant, we don't even have a thought 5 years from now. How will that look on you 20 years from now? Where will that take you in 10 years from now? This culture today don't think about anything but right now and the instant gratification and the fun this will be right now. Where will this take you a year from now is sure not in their mind, and we sure don't think of where we're going to be in 10 or 20 years. Young people don't have those thoughts. What I'm telling you is you got eternity to think about. If you cut off a finger, are you still here? If you cut off a hand, are you still here? The person that's inside here that talks to you and that makes you cry, that makes you laugh, the person that you talk, that talks to you at night when you're by yourself, when you're driving your car and it's just you, there is a person on the inside of you. If you cut off both hands and both arms and both legs, are you still here? See, the real you does not cease to be when outward quits operating. This culture today has no thought of eternity. You know, I don't regularly on Sunday morning show videos of fire and screaming and playing tormenting voices and preach on the fact that you're going to burn in hell for all eternity. But you will. And maybe we should bring some of those 1800 sermons back where the preacher has a 3-foot finger and talks about how hot hell is. And you're going to burn in hell. Oh, stay away from that, stay away from that. Well, we're staying away from that, but people are not aware that that's where you will be for all eternity, weeping and gnashing of teeth for all eternity. There have been countless interviews, countless documented stories. You've seen them on TV. You've seen them on documented TV shows where people actually died on an operating table. I mean, the medical science is right there, and they listed them as dead. They died in an accident or they died in a wreck. We've all heard testimonies and stories, read books about the fact they were dead for 10 minutes or 15 minutes or an extended period of time, and they come back to life and they've told about heaven. They've told about the peace and the contentment and the pleasure. They've described what they experienced as they died and went into heaven. The Bible tells us about heaven for all eternity, and it tells us about hell for all eternity. Every day of your life, you got to keep eternity in your mind. I don't care if it is fun. I don't care if it does feel good. You better think about eternity and where you're going to spend the rest of all eternity. Church, today, you're not going to fall in times of crisis. In crisis, I can tell you, after many, many years, you will run to the church. You'll run to a pastor. You'll run to the Bible. You'll run to a Christian bookstore. You'll buy every book on the shelf that has a title about what your crisis is. When you have a crisis, you will be on your knees. You'll be laying on the floor praying. I watch it all the time. Today, I'm talking to folks whose life's pretty good right now. Watch out. Stay alert. You got a great enemy out there. He's the devil. And he prowls around like a roaring lion looking for somebody to devour. How do I do that? How do I watch out? How do I stay alert? The Bible gives us 5 ways. Stay in tune with the Spirit. Stay in church. Guard your heart. Hold fast to the Word. And never lose sight of eternity. Every day of your life, I want you to know, I want you to be aware every day of your life that there is a great enemy prowling around looking for somebody to devour. For the members of this church, don't let that be you. Watch out. Stay alert. Y'all stand. Lord, today we thank you for giving us direction for our life. And Lord, as we live a life that all is pretty good, all of us have areas, Lord, that we wish were better or need in. But God, our life is pretty good and we give you thanks for it. We give you thanks for the blessed life that we're living. But Lord, today as we leave here, we leave here with the understanding there's a devil that wants to destroy us and devour us. And Lord, we put our hand in your hand and we live our life watching out and staying alert and staying connected with you. In Jesus' name, amen.
You have been listening to the Christian Ministries Church Weekly Podcast. Join us each week for more messages from CMC.